The virtues of fasting. Allah has distinguished fasting with many virtues that are not found in other acts of worship, and the following are some of them. Fasting does not have a specified reward, but rather it is for Allah to allocate its reward. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Every act of the son of Adam is for him. Every good deed is multiplied in reward by 700 multiples." Allah the Exalted and Majestic said, "Except fasting, it is exclusively meant for me, and I alone will reward it. He has abstained from food and drink and sexual pleasures for my sake." This is reported in the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon them. Imam Ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "All deeds are multiplied 10 multiples up to 700 multiples, except for fasting, as its reward does not have a designated limit. Allah will multiply its reward abundantly without count. Fasting requires great patience, and Allah says about patient people in verse 10 of chapter Az-Zumar, what means, indeed the patient will be given their reward without account, i.e. without limit." Ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy upon him, continues saying, "Know that multiplying the reward results from many things, such as the honorable rank of the place in which a deed is performed, like praying in the Haram of Mecca, for example. It could also be for the honorable rank of the period during which it is performed, like performing deeds during the month of Ramadan or the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Since fasting is an act of worship that is multiplied more than others in a normal situation, therefore, in Ramadan, its reward is multiplied even more due to the honorable rank of the period during which fasting is performed and also due to it being one of the pillars of Islam." End of quote. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "This is one of the most wonderful prophetic narrations. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will hold each slave to account and pay what he owes to others from his deeds for having oppressed or transgressed their rights, and then admits him into paradise with the virtue of his fasting. The reward for fasting is the only thing that is not affected in this case, and thus becomes the cause for the slave to enter paradise." End of quote. The fasting person rejoices twice. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who fasts has two occasions of joy. One, when he breaks the fast, he is glad with the breaking of the fast. And one, when he meets his Lord, he is glad with the reward of his fast." This is mentioned in the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon them. Ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "The reason why the fasting person rejoices is because humans like to enjoy their favorite food, drinks, and spouse. And since fasting prevents one from these matters during a certain period, thus being able to enjoy them again gives one joy as one appreciates the favors of Allah upon him, namely the permission to enjoy these matters." Allah says in verse 58 of chapter Yunus, that which means, "Say, in the bounty of Allah and His mercy, in that let them rejoice, it is better than what they accumulate." This is conditioned to him breaking his fast on lawful provisions, otherwise his supplications would be rejected, as in the narration of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned a man who travels for a long period of time, his hair is untidy and covered with dust. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "He lifts his hands towards the sky, supplicating, 'My Lord, my Lord,' but his food is unlawful, his drink is unlawful, his clothes are unlawful, and his nourishment is unlawful. How can then his supplication be accepted?" This is reported in the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him. As for the joy he will feel upon meeting his Lord, it is due to the great reward he will find awaiting for him in his record of deeds. As Allah says in the 20th verse of chapter Al-Muzzammil, that which means, and whatever good you put forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. It is better and greater in reward. And also in verse 30 of chapter Al-Imran, that which means, the day every soul will find what it has done of good present before it. The mouth smell of the fasting person is better than the fragrance of musk. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely the breath of one observes fasting is better smelling to Allah than the fragrance of musk. Imam Ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, this smell that comes due to the stomach being empty is usually considered a bad smell by people. But since it resulted from the person's obedience to Allah and whilst seeking His pleasure, therefore it became highly regarded in the scale of Allah. End of quote. One enters through a gate that is exclusively for fasting people. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Sahl ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in paradise, there is a gate which is called Ar-Rayyan, through which only those who observe fasting will enter on the day of resurrection. None else will enter through it. It will be called out, where are those who observe fasting? So they will stand up and proceed towards it. When the last of them will have entered, the gate will be closed, and then no one will enter through that gate. It distances the fasting person 70 years from hell. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every slave of Allah who observes fasting for one day for the sake of Allah, Allah will draw his face farther from hellfire to the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. Imam Al-Qurtubi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, for the sake of Allah means fasting with the intention being pure for Allah. End of quote. It is a protection for the fasting person from the hellfire. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a protection, i.e. from hellfire. It is a means for expiating sins. Hudhayfa, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wrongdoing of the person with his spouse, children, and neighbors is expiated by his prayers, fasting, spending in charity, and enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. This is reported in the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon them. Finally, it intercedes for the fasting person. In the book of Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting and reading Quran will intercede for the person. Fasting will say, O Lord, I forbade him eating and drinking, so let me intercede for him. And the Quran will say, I deprived him from his night sleep, so let me intercede for him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, so their intercession will be accepted.